Just I bought you an Apple Watch.
Oh my god.
Because no. I just wanted to show how grateful I am to you. So
that's fucking expensive and you're an idiot. Like, I'm sorry, but please give that to Ryuto.
I just wanted to give you some cash as a gift.
Oh my god, Rox, that is so sweet.
Welcome to the Asian Soup Podcast.
This is your co-host Jules.
And this is your co-host Rox.
The Asian Soup Podcast is your cozy space on the internet where we share and discover stories about one another.
We chat about a range of topics, some silly and some serious.
Come sit with us
and get nourished. Did you like that a bit better?
It felt weird.
We're trying to change up our intro a little bit, so let us know if you have any comments.
Yeah, did you guys notice that Rox changed up a little line there?
Usually we say... Yeah, we were going back and forth about this like just now, but usually we say like careers and mental health and yeah, we just feel like we don't actually talk about that all the time.
Yeah, so
we chat about it like so many different things.
Yeah.
We don't even have a theme. That's why.
You know what I thought could be a theme? The theme could be that we have no theme and like I've been embracing tangents.
We're Asian soup, any ingredient.
Oh my gosh, all comes together. Any ingredient, anything. Any tangent is
any
welcome.
Any tangent, yeah.
I like
that. We love our tangents.
We chat about a range of topics, some silly, some serious. Tangents welcome.
Yeah. We can refine our intro.
Yeah, we can keep changing it.
We'll see what next episode brings.
Yeah. So today's topic, hair parts. For listeners who aren't watching us and you're listening, I've had the middle part for the longest time, I feel. Mm-hmm. And then recently I changed to a side part. And I changed it like a few weeks ago and then we're having dinner and Rox, I was like staring at you. I was like, you know when you've changed something and then you want them to notice. And I was like, Rox, hey, do I look different?
She's like, what's different about me?
Or like, and what did you say? Different?
I don't know. You said something like, do you notice anything different about me? And I was like, your brows? What did I say?
Like, you said my eyebrows.
Yeah.
You're like, did you change your eyebrows?
Yeah. I don't know. I was like, I don't know. It's something.
Something
this
around
area.
Here. This
yeah.
area.
Yeah.
And I was like, close. I mean, not really close, but I changed my hair part. And then you're like, wow. And then, I can't actually remember why I changed it.
Mm.
I knew the side part kind of came into my attention because of TikTok. You know, Sophia Richie? You know how she's like...
Oh, Sophia Richie, yes.
TikTok is like obsessed with Richie.
Yeah.
And she was like rocking a side part and all the comments were like, side part's coming back.
Yeah,
you know, she's going to make everyone have a side part. And I think that did plant a little bit of a seed. But I can't remember why I changed. I can't remember why I changed. I might have read something. Do you remember?
Well, maybe. I don't know why you changed, but maybe they are coming back. Like,
but it was more than just a trend. Guys, it was more than a trend. I'm not
were
just going to
over
trend.
Your hair middle part.
No.
I think
it was something to do with like looking friendlier or something. I can't remember. When I remember, I would update you guys
framing
on the pod.
Framing your face or something.
Something
I don't know.
About framing. Oh, honestly, I can't remember. I'm having a mental blank. But anyway, I changed it, and then I've just been having it like this for a while now. And then today's recording, Rox gets out of the car because we park in the same car park. And then I saw her get out of the car and then I just pointed at
Rox. I
can't
believe you noticed straight away like as
it's,
well.
Come on, guys.
But
did you guys
also because we were talking about it maybe. And maybe you are very like you notice these things with people. I don't know.
Maybe. I think I must have a hair part radar.
Because we were talking about it recently as well. Yeah.
But yeah, I pointed at Rox. So, guys, if you're not watching, Rox has middle. Okay, Rox normally does the side hair part.
Yeah.
And she's been doing the side hair part since episode one, right? And for the longest time. And then today she's middle parted.
Now I'm middle part. Yeah, you inspired me.
Did I? Is it me?
Yeah, you did. You did inspire me to change my hair part because my hair part before was side. And I had side for ages. And then before side, I had middle. And then I had middle for ages and I didn't like middle because I thought middle made my hair really flat.
Mm.
But then I thought, oh, let's just try for a few days. And then come today, you're like, pointing at me.
Like excited. Yes. Excited, like, yes, point.
I changed it. Yeah. So far, I'm liking it. I don't know if it's different.
No, you look good in it.
Thank you.
But it's just funny because we had a hair part swap.
Yeah, basically. What else is happening recently in your life?
But yeah, it's going well. Basically, like, you know how I got made redundant?
Mm-hmm.
But before I got made redundant, like the months building up to it, I was doing no work because there was no work to do.
Yeah.
So basically, I was just chilling the whole time. I was going to the gym, you know, go to the sauna afterwards. Like, I was this, you know, really chill person, like had so much free time, you know. And then I started this job, right? And it's literally from 0 to 1,000. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Like, I have back-to-back meetings, like through lunch, like,
oh my gosh,
7 meetings a day. Like, honestly, like, you look at everyone's calendars, we're all just chock-a-block. Like,
yeah,
it's so packed.
Wow. When do you get work done if you're in meetings all day?
You can't. It's just so busy.
Mm.
But the crazy thing is, I'm really enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I feel, the best way I can describe it is I feel like an addict who's relapsing, like a workaholic addict.
Yeah.
And I'm like, every time I knock out like some work or I do like a slide that looks really good and like, you know, I did like one slide, I spent like a few hours on it. It's an amazing slide, one page, so whatever. Good,
pretty.
Everyone's like, oh, Jules, you're so good. And I'm trying so hard to not attach my self-worth to this.
Yes, give me more of this.
I don't want to do that. But I'm like, seriously, my head is like this big. And like, I can feel my ego like growing and growing. And it's so bad. And I can feel it. And it's just this crazy, I'm relapsing right now. Rox, I need help. But
you're doing well right now. You're making good impression. People need you.
No, but it's like, how do I describe it? It's like,
you don't have time to eat.
That too. But like, I guess what I'm trying to say is like, I'm worried that like, I'm very mindful that like all the little wins, all the sort of achievements or whatever, I don't want to feel good from other people's praise.
And just from work or just from your job, you mean?
More for the praise.
Praise.
Like result-driven praise. Like I don't want to, you know, be like, you know, my head to go this big.
And if there's no praise, you'd be like, oh shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What happens when there is no praise?
Mm.
Then I'm going to be like, Rox, I'm not bringing value to this business, you know? So, yeah, that's sort of where my head's at the moment. Like, I'm an addict relapsing and I want to just find that balance and stay grounded. That's where I'm at the moment. All I can do is sigh.
I don't know.
Do you feel me?
I feel you. I feel you. But you don't want your cup to be full just from the praise, but all from like – achieving everything at work.
Ticking boxes. Yeah. And crossing things off the list.
I would say I hope you find time to have lunch and I hope you can go to the bathroom and drink water.
Okay, so.
That's what I hope for you right now. But
yeah,
the praise part is separate, I feel. Like the praise part, you can do that while having lunch. You can do that like while drinking water. Like I think the praise part is like, different.
That's
the
hard part. So I am drinking lots of water.
Yeah.
And if I have back-to-back meetings, I just go to the meeting like roughly 3 minutes late sometimes because I need that toilet break.
Yeah.
I need to drink my water. I need my lunch. I've actually only a few days ago blocked out my 12 to 1.
Yeah.
In my calendar, lunchtime.
Yeah.
Because you know, in the beginning, like you're just sussing out the company vibe.
You don't know if people do that. Yeah.
But honestly, that's silly.
Yeah.
That's actually silly. Anyone should be able to start a job and block out 12 to 1.
We don't actually get paid for that lunch.
Yeah.
I don't think we do.
No, we're entitled to have 1 hour break. Yeah. So the fact that like I'm even thinking I'm sussing out the company culture for well, 1 hour like, lunch break.
It's fair.
I don't know. Like, it should be 100% given.
Or you just don't know if people usually eat at 1 or 12 compared, you know, we don't know. I don't know. Anyway.
That's true. That's true.
It also does sound crazy busy where you are. Yeah.
Yeah, the addict thing. It's a really interesting like observation I've made.
Mm.
And I'm just sort of like treating myself as like a little rat experiment.
Yeah.
I'm the rat. There's no animals involved.
I feel like with praise for me, I feel like I get it sometimes like when a project goes well and my managers give me praise and other people do too. But like to me, for some reason, I'm like, you know, it's really hard for me to accept compliments and praise. Mm. So even if you say good job or something, I'd be like, oh, that's nice. Like, thank you. I don't actually fully believe in it. So then I just keep working. But sometimes it's bad because like my managers or people might be like, oh no, Roxy, you did a great job. Like you always thank everyone else, but like you actually are doing a really great job. Like, you know, they're actually just kind of just telling me to own it and be proud of it, you know, and that's really annoying of me to do as well because I don't know, I kind of hear it, but then I'm like, okay, cool, yeah, like that was nice. And then I just continue and I don't think that.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm curious. Is it more like you don't believe them? Like number one, do you believe them?
Like I believe them, but also I feel like when they say something nice like that, I'm just like, oh, I'm so lucky that I have a very encouraging team, or like I'm so lucky that my manager sees what I'm doing, then I move on. I don't know if that's what I'm chasing. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I kind of feel weird when people say nice things automatically. It could be anything. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I'll be like, no, like it was everyone else or no. But lately I've just tried to just say, yeah, thank you. You know, so it's still hard for me to actually accept it because I want to push it away because I'm like, no, like, don't say that. Is that weird?
No, because I get that. I feel like I'm kind of like that too, but I think the way we, like the reason why we approach it like that's different. So what I mean by that is, so when someone compliments me at work now, because I'm that rat experiment.
You're also new, which is different maybe.
Is it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't.
Because you want to do a good job when you're new, right?
Not really. Because I think because I'm contractor, it's a bit different. Like I'm already in there. Like just, I feel like I've been there for like years. Like,
really?
I think it's the contractor life. Like, because you're going in there for a certain thing.
Mm.
So I think it's a little bit different. But now when people praise me, I believe them that they say like, oh, you know, they call me Jules, by the way. They're like, Jules, you're so talented. Like this, someone's really nice. Lovely.
Yeah, yeah.
But I believe that she thinks that.
Yeah.
But I don't like attach myself to that.
Yeah.
But I think you're kind of saying the same thing, but I don't know if it's the same like intention. I kind of think, oh, that's really lovely. You've praised me. But my thought process is, oh, that's really sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
No, not that I know. It's like, oh, that's just what you think. And I must appear to be talented in your eyes. And that's nice. But for me, what matters more is like, I always go back to this, but it's the effort that I put in.
Mm.
Like, so what if I did something really quickly if it's easy for me? Mm. Like, I don't want praise if something's easy because that's when it gets to my head. I want praise when I actually did something really hard and someone notices that I actually really worked hard on that, or that was actually really uncomfortable for me to do that presentation, but I still did it, or there was a difficult conversation and you handled that really well. Like, that's the kind of praise that I want. Mm. So if someone just praises me, that's something really surface level and it wasn't something that I even put hard work in, I just think, oh, that's nice. I must have appeared that way, but I try not to attach myself. But in saying that, it's hard because if those praises, whatever, come, you can't help but sometimes think like, at least for me, I get a big head. And this is really hard for me because I'm somebody, my love language, number one love language was words of affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
So I always needed them to tell me I love you or you're so great. Like those words meant so much to me, but I'm working really hard to like not have, like I don't need your praise to confirm.
To feel good or to, validate.
And validate.
You know, like you know you worked hard.
Yeah, like it's more that, it needs to come from me first and me to recognize my hard work. So yeah, actually my love language has changed as well over time.
But you do recognize your own hard work though, right?
That's what I'm trying to work on now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And that's really hard. I don't know if I'm making any sense. But
I don't know. I'm getting lost because I don't think I'm thinking about it deep enough. Maybe.
I think when someone compliments you, I feel like it
obviously feels good when like, you know, you worked really hard on it and it's nice that someone notices. Versus like a surface level one. So I don't know. It just depends on what it is.
But it's something that's like really like at the top of my mind at the moment, like noticing more the hard work.
Yeah, than, that you're putting in.
Yeah. Because, I think that's what really matters. But, you know, when you were saying like I find it hard to when you, you know, receive compliments, I feel like it's really similar to like receiving gifts. Or receiving, you know, someone like
shouts you a meal
or something like that.
Yeah.
Would you say like you're somebody who finds it hard? If I said, Rox, I'm going to buy you a whole meal.
Depends who it is.
Yeah.
I think it depends who it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. But yeah, if I'm not that close with you, it would probably be weird.
Mm.
Yeah. Depends who it is for sure.
Yeah. I used to find that to be really hard. Mm. Like if somebody would buy me like a meal, I would think that, I have to reciprocate. Them. No matter who it is, I feel like.
I still think that actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, I still think that.
Yeah. Like I would think if it's one and then it's one. Like one person, if you pay, then I pay. I pay. But lately, okay, if it's like an ongoing thing, like for us, we meet like regularly. Mm. So it's kind of natural to go one, maybe. But lately I've just been thinking, you know, if you're going to give to me, I'm just going to receive it. Yeah. I'm not going to receive it thinking, oh, how am I going to repay this?
But then
that's so draining.
Unless it's like, for example, like my auntie in Hong Kong who will never let me pay for a meal, then I know that I'm going to fail this. Like she's just going to be paying for my meals. Like I can't. I try, but I can't. So I have to like do other things to show my appreciation. It's definitely not paying for a meal. It's like other ways, like getting fruit or, you know, like getting, you know, something like just spending time with them, like, you know?
Yeah. So you're still repaying them in some way.
Yeah, like maybe they just like especially family members or like aunties maybe or uncles that like they just really want to spend time with you and maybe they literally think they're like, oh, you know, you should save your money or like you're young, you have lots to spend on, like don't worry about me. It's like that vibe. Then you're like, okay, fine.
So
I'll
receive it.
That's true.
But yeah, that I feel like lately I've been just thinking, you know what, I'm just gonna receive it. I'm gonna happily just receive it. If someone offers me help, I'm going to just wholeheartedly receive it. You know, I'm going to take your word. If you said you're going to help me, like, you know, if you keep feeling bad, like, I feel so bad that you're helping me rather than saying like, sorry.
You, if they didn't want to.
Yeah. So right. I just say thank you now. I was feeling really generous and I paid dinner for like a group of my friends. And the difference is the one that said no was actually my girlfriend.
Mm-mm.
And the three that I said, hey, I'm shouting. Yeah. They were like, score, like, yes, there were guys, three guys.
Yeah,
I just thought, wow, it's really hard to receive. It's receiving is a skill.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's a skill, like being able to just take it.
Yeah.
It's actually so hard. It goes back to the money mindset thing.
That's true. I'm definitely poor person mindset, like a lot of the time. As long as you're not like playing the game of offering and like, oh no, you don't have, like, don't. As long as you're like, you got this and you can, then do it. Different friends and different people these days, like different money. Like, I don't know. Oh, some people just can. And then some people have less responsibilities or like, you know, just let them. You don't, like, it's fine.
Yeah. Hey, Rox.
Hi.
I made some kimchi and I made you like a jar of kimchi.
Oh, awesome.
Have it.
Okay, thanks.
How did that feel?
Good. I would love a jar of kimchi, homemade kimchi.
Homemade, okay. Okay, what about, hey, Rox.
Angels.
I bought.
Why is it just
I bought
me?
You an. I bought you an Apple Watch.
Oh my God.
Because
no.
I just wanted to show how grateful I am to you. So here, take this Apple
Watch. Oh my God, I'd actually be pissed because that's fucking expensive and you're an idiot. Like, I'm sorry, but please give that to Ryudo or return it because that's like over $1,000. Like, I cannot. I'm sorry.
It's
thank
like $400.
You for the thought. No, it's not.
Yeah. No, no, no. You're thinking the expensive one. You can get an Apple Watch for like 200.
Oh man,
the
no.
SE is cheaper.
That's such a random thing. I wouldn't. I just, okay. I don't know what I would say. I feel like I would really be pushing it back to you because I just got a Fitbit and I don't need an Apple Watch. And
got
I
a Fitbit, yeah, yeah.
And I also like consciously don't want another Apple product that I have to keep
updating
because I already have an iPad and iPhone and Mac and I'm like I don't want to watch because it's expensive.
Yeah, they are expensive.
Sorry, I totally rejected that.
Yeah,
one.
You totally rejected that. You almost got you were angry.
I called you an idiot. I'm so
but
sorry.
But you wouldn't have said that in real life. But that's what you're feeling. You're being just
I'm like oh my god, don't.
You got into the role play.
Please don't.
Okay, one more. Okay. Hey, Rox. I have three cars and I just don't use the third car. And I really think you would benefit. Not benefit from a second car, but I don't really want the car. Do you want to just take, do you just want to have my third car?
I don't need another car. I really actually don't. So you could trade it in or you could see if your family member.
I don't want to even go through the hassle. I just want to like hand it over to someone.
Maybe find another friend to have another car because I don't actually have an extra parking space. I'm fine. I don't even use the car that much.
But I really want to just gift it to you, Rox.
I really don't have any use for it. I'm really sorry. But thank you for the thought. Please give it to someone who actually will need, like will find the car useful because I already have one.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe that in that situation, like it's not really a gift. It's more like, it's not really a gift.
Yeah.
So you're like, give it to someone else kind of thing.
Is that mean? I don't know.
I really didn't want it. You really didn't want that car. It's like, oh my God, that's such a burden.
I'm not a car shop. Like, I don't know what to do with it. Like,
I'm not a car shop.
You can't just dump a car onto me.
That was so funny.
Are you really good at receiving everything?
So this is, okay, now my version
is. Are you good
is,
at receiving
I think I'm good at receiving. So look, we can test it. I'll be honest. I would be really, really honest.
Hey, Jules.
Hey.
I got this like special deal from like some vintage handbag reseller. He's like a Chanel bag that's worth like $20,000. I wanted to give it to you.
What? What? How come you're giving? What? Like, you don't want the bag?
I knew you really wanted it, and it's like so you. It's like pastel colored.
Oh my God.
So cute.
Oh my God. I've always wanted a pastel colored Chanel bag. Thank you so much.
Okay, done. So that was easy.
Oh my God. Thank you so much.
Hey, Jules. I just wanted to give you some cash as a gift. Because I know how, you know, it can like contribute to starting a business or doing something that you like. Like I just won, you know, all this cash. So I wanted to give you some.
Oh my God, Rox, that is so sweet. No, but like, you know that I'm trying to start something and it actually means like so much to me, like for you to give me the cash. To start up my, you know, my side passion projects. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So see, you'll take everything.
I'll take it all. I'll take it all,
you'll
honestly.
You'll take a car?
Give me a car. Are you sure? Is it okay if I resell it?
Oh, you're smart.
I'll take it. I'll take it all.
Wow.
I mean,
you're
unless
good.
It's, unless, yeah, this is what I mean. Like, I'm making a conscious effort. Once you say yes,
I'm so
it's
bad
easy.
At taking it. Yeah, I just didn't even want it.
You got so mad at me about the Apple Watch.
Even the watch because I feel bad because I won't even use it.
But you can just sell it.
But that's so, like, sad because then I wouldn't be – wouldn't you want me to wear it when I hang out with you? No, like, aren't you using your Apple Watch?
No, but, like, I might have just got it for free as well.
I don't know. I don't know. I still don't feel like – I don't know. I don't, I feel weird if I sell it.
I mean, I guess it depends on the person who gives it to you. Some people would really, like, want to see it on your wrist.
If you were, like, a multimillionaire and I knew you were, like, super, super, like – rich and did not care about this car, Apple Watch and all that, I'd be like, okay, cool, I'll take it.
But what if I'm poor?
Then I definitely wouldn't take it. Like, or I don't know, I just, not poor, it's just like even just us being us now, I'm that's a lot to me. Like, I don't know.
Receiving, it's really hard.
It's hard.
Yeah, what about you guys? Do you find receiving to be hard or maybe you won't even like something you don't even think about? I think... Yeah, I just decided at one point that, you know what, I don't care anymore. I'm just going to receive it all.
I do like free stuff though.
But you are so down for the homemade kimchi.
Yeah.
Handmade gifts are okay, so good. I think.
Like, if, you know, anything that's like reasonable, I don't know, I feel like Apple Watch is like, you know, something a couple would give to each other maybe or a family kind of gift.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm hard. It's really hard for me, obviously.
Yeah.
To accept stuff. Yeah.
I won't give you anything anymore.
It's really hard.
Yeah.
I remember like friends organizing like a birthday for me and that was, I don't know. It's so hard that I don't always enjoy it in a way. It's just like too much to me. I'm like... like it stresses me out.
Yeah. No, I was like that as well.
Yeah.
Like that's why I never liked birthday parties because you just feel bad.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah. It's like, oh, everyone, like you could have been doing something else tonight or so much effort or money or whatever. It's like.
Yeah.
It feels like you're being a burden. Like I
feel like a burden.
Yeah. Surprise birthday parties would have been like the worst thing I wanted, but now that I'm more like open to receiving, someone did a surprise birthday party for me. I honestly think I feel differently about it now.
I hope I can be more like that one day, maybe.
It's literally a switch.
What changed?
I think it was about like 2 months ago.
Huh?
Like really recent.
What recent?
Yeah, I don't know what it was, but
oh, because it was your birthday.
No. I think it was more like, I'm just going to receive and just receive and see how, and just take it and take their word. If they say like, I'm going to give this to you and I really want to give it to you, believe that and just be like, thank you and just receive it and call it a day. Yeah.
I guess it depends what it is because I don't have, you know, a bunch of people giving me stuff all the time.
Oh, so, people are actually always giving stuff, I think. Like even if it's like treating you to a meal or like, even like giving your time, like I don't know, I just feel it's getting a bit messy.
You're definitely more social than me, I think. Maybe that's why it happens a bit more.
Even like coffees or like little interactions, like
even coffees, like coffees, I feel like I'll want to get them back next time. Like I still feel that way, even though they probably don't care. But I'm like, in my mind, I should get them back soon.
Yeah, I have that, like, used to have that with, like, coffee. It's, like, a bit of a coffee tab. Like, oh, I owe them one. they have one on me. Like, I mean, like.
But then you forget. Like.
Yeah.
You can't remember everything.
Yeah, it's true. Speaking of letting go. Are you good with letting go of like mess?
What mess?
Like mess in your house.
Yeah, I'm good because sometimes it gets a bit messy and I'm like, whatever.
So like you look at the mess and then are you kind of like,
I'll get to it in a bit. Yeah. But dishes, I want to get them done. But then like sometimes I'm like, oh, this bit is getting dusty. I need to like fully wipe it and do all this stuff. But like I know I need to set some time for it, so then I'll just avoid it for a little bit. How about you?
okay, so I used to be so, like, mess used to stress me out so much.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even realize.
Mm.
But if there's, like, mess, I'd feel so much guilt. Like, oh, this is a reflection of I'm just such a messy person.
Mm.
You know, like, oh, it's going to be embarrassing if someone comes over and sees this mess. You know, why can't I be more organized and be this kind of person? Like, this isn't me. And then, like, that switch I was telling you about, like, letting go of just saying yes, thank you to people and receiving. Like, I sort of just started letting go of the mess. Mm. And it's funny because Ryuto also at the same time let go of mess too. So before, if the house was messy, we'd both be sort of on edge because it's, like, messy.
Mm.
But now we just don't give a shit. So even if the house is a mess, we're like, like what you said, we'll just get to it. Yeah. And then even if a friend comes over,
yeah,
I don't even bother, like, explaining why it's messy anymore. I'm just like,
it's just messy.
I just move. I'm like, hey, just sit here. And that's been so freeing for me.
Mm.
Yeah, that's why I asked you. I was like, oh, how are you with mess?
Like, I have a line, but then, like, there's some areas that are, like, constantly a bit messy. Like, our dining table, we don't even use our dining table. We eat, like, usually at the couch.
Yeah.
So the dining table's just got, like, you know, some documents, just random shit on it. Yeah. Like, we don't use it, so whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
As long as it's not, like, dirty, like, I think it's fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Not uncomfortable feeling.
Yeah.
When you, if you still feel comfortable in the comfortable mess, I think that's okay.
Yeah. I think there's a difference between dirty and messy.
Yeah.
Because messy is, like, organizing, returning things back, whereas dirty is, like,
you
cleaning.
Clean,
like wiping,
yeah.
scrubbing, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And when you enter dirty, that's when it gets, it's just actually not hygienic.
Yeah, exactly.
It's, like, not good for your health.
Exactly. Like, something's wrong.
Yeah.
It's interesting when you notice them and there's, like, so much change happening and you're very conscious of these changes. But, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm not thinking hard enough.
No, I think I just think about everything. So. Because I'm just like, if something bothers me, like the mess, for example, then I just question it. I'm like, why am I so stressed out and pissed off right now? Why is my mood so, like, crappy right now? And then I go, oh, it's the mess. Like, that's really bothering me. And then I will be like, but why is the mess bothering me? You know, I'll be like, oh, because it's making me, I feel a bit embarrassed, or
but
I
no
feel
one, like no one's at your home.
Yeah. You know? Or like I realize it always goes back to the being hard on myself thing.
Oh,
it always comes back to that. Like, I'm being hard on myself because it's messy.
Yeah.
But then now I'm like trying to be more kind to myself.
Yeah.
I think that's why I'm always thinking, like, every time you're in a bit of a bad mood, I'm like, oh, well, but why are you in a bad mood? Oh, it's because of the mess. Oh, well, what about if you let it go? Oh, then I feel better. Like, I'm always like,
that's
like
good
talking
thing.
To myself like that. Yeah.
That's a good thing to let go of.
Mess?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Like, you know, mums, like, they're always like. Yeah.
They need to let go of that because it's always going to be messy with a kid.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
It's like an added stress that if you accepted that mess, you wouldn't.
Yeah, it makes it a lot.
One less thing to worry about.
Easier, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. No, and also I feel like it's more real, like, yeah, again, like, depends how messy, but it's more real and lived in a home. You're living in it. Like, you have to have some mess. Like, a real person's home does not look like Instagram. Like,
so
it does
true.
Not look like a display home. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like you're living in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, some people might have, like, the perfect, most perfect, like done up bed, but I'm not like that. Like, I'm just like, okay, like, I don't know, maybe that's, like, bad with me, but, like, as long as it, like, is neat and, you know, I fluffed it out a bit, like, it's good.
It makes
you
feel good.
Like,
yeah.
It's good enough for me.
Yeah.
That is good enough for me, but, like, I am not a hotel room. Like,
you're not a
hotel. I'm not a hotel maid person. Yeah. Like, I don't know how
get it
to,
all
like,
perfect
underneath. Like, I can't. Yeah. Like, that's not my job. So,
yeah, that's so true. Now that you make such a good point. Like, that's why I think even with Instagram, YouTubers.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
I like YouTubers, watching.
They make it look like they're living the perfect life. Like, I made up my bed. And yeah. I'm like, oh, my God, your house yeah. is spotless. Yeah. Like, yeah. as if.
Yeah.
Like, you're just doing it for YouTube.
Yeah, exactly.
No, sorry.
Yeah. But, like, I, to your point, like, the YouTube thing, it's like, I love, like, personally love the YouTubers that are more real and yeah. there is mess.
Yeah.
As soon as, like, there's a YouTuber that's, like, it's too perfect.
So perfect.
It's not relatable. Yeah. And it makes me feel not that good.
It makes me feel like, oh, my house isn't perfect enough. Like, my room, like, my, you know, the cushions on my couch, they're not, like, the latest nice thing. Like, mm-mm. my little, you know, throw thing isn't, like, designer. It's just yeah. like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah.
yeah. Your home is for you to live in and feel comfortable in, right?
Mm-hmm.
So whatever makes you comfortable, mm-hmm. I think is good.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, even when I was talking about like feeling stressed that my house is messy, I feel like a part of that like pressure that I had on myself could come from social media.
Yeah.
Like seeing all these people post their vlogs of like, you know, putting things back now, yeah. you know, oh, I'm emptying the dishwasher at yeah. a very timely, you know, in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm drinking my lemon water. Like, yeah. I think those things, it paints this picture like, oh, I want to be that, yeah. what do you call it? Like, oh, what do you call it? The something girl, like the something girl routine or something like that. What
healthy
is it?
Girl? I don't
healthy
know.
Girl or like the aesthetic girl or something like that. You yeah. know how there's yeah. always those different like
minimal, I don't
minimal
know.
Girl, yeah, whatever.
I don't know. Yeah, something.
It's so bullshit.
It's tiring.
It's tiring. It's tiring.
I'm tired. Yeah.
yeah, it's tiring just thinking about it. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. yeah, like actually like the majority of people, if you go into their homes, it's not perfect. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, like, I yeah. doubt everyone's home is perfect.
Yeah.
You're constantly moving. You're doing things. Like, time is passing. Like, I don't know.
Time is passing.
Yeah. yeah. Like, what are you going to do? Like, unless I was an influencer and I had to, like, make things look good and take photos all yeah. the time, then sure.
Yeah, but influencers get free stuff as well.
Yeah.
Like, they get free, like, sets of, like, furniture.
Yeah, true.
But when you were saying like things weren't matching in your Chinese household,
yeah.
oh, in my Korean household, nothing's matching. Like nothing is matching. And nothing. I was, you know, I had a flashback of like, you know, the blankets.
Yeah.
Koreans like love like fluffy blankets, but these are like weird patterns or like, you know, it doesn't match.
Yeah,
it's so,
it doesn't match.
The color yeah. is like bright pink.
And
or,
it's the ones that you don't put. Is it the fluffy ones yeah, that you don't put? Like a sheet over.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, those
they're,
ones. Those
they're
ones.
Like really thick. Asian.
Yeah, very
patterns,
Asian.
Like flowers.
Yeah, yeah. Those ones.
They're and, warm though.
Yeah, but no YouTuber has those kind of yeah, thing. Yeah. Like, the big YouTubers. And I remember thinking like, honestly, at one point, there was a time where I was like, I wanted to completely have like a Western bedroom.
Yeah.
You know, like the white bed sheets.
Yeah, white everything.
White everything or like beige and like linen covers.
Yeah.
Like that is actually a Western room.
It looks nice.
It's nice.
Yeah.
But I think I've gone the opposite way. Like now I'm like, I sleep on a futon on tatami mats.
I love that.
That's so Asian. So I think I'm going back to, I'm not Japanese, but like, you know, I think I like going more Asian. Like I feel, oh, actually, no, I think we all go through
like,
that. We're like,
having
oh,
a mix
this is white.
Fine, you know.
Yeah. 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 Mix is good. But like if you go just too Western, then
it feels
like
not really authentic.
It doesn't feel authentic to us, I think. Yeah.
Like, you didn't grow up like that, so it's weird.
Yeah, exactly.
So
you, you didn't grow up like that. Yeah.
So it's not comfortable.
That's so true.
So things have to mismatch in my home.
Yeah, too.
Otherwise,
then it's not a home.
It's weird.
Exactly.
So speaking about blankets, like, so Sim has this, like, dolphin blankie, like, you know, kind of fleecy thing. To cover yourself, like it's just a blanket, but like it's probably for kids or like you know, just something warm you can put over.
Wait, what's the size? Is it like a double bed or is it like
it's
a bed?
Like this carpet.
Oh, like, so like a random size.
Like it's like something you can just put over your lap or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for your full
for like grandmas when they're sitting on
a
chair.
Yeah,
just cover their
so,
legs.
like I always use that on the couch, and or if it's a cold day working from home, I use it just over my lap. And I'm like, why did I not like this at the beginning? Like, it's so good. Like, you know, it's been over 20 years. Like, what it's still being used.
Oh, this blanket.
This blanket.
Yeah.
Like, it's still so useful. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so functional.
But did you hate on it it's before?
So, yeah, before I'm like, oh, it doesn't look nice, you know?
Like, yeah, it doesn't fit anything. At home.
And now I'm like, oh, the dolphins, it's nice. Like, yeah. You know, like, who cares?
You're embracing it now.
Yeah, now I'm embracing it.
What was the switch?
Because it was warm and cozy.
It was practical.
Yeah, it was like, I like it.
That's good. No, I think I had the same thing too. It's like embarrassing when an embarrassing item becomes like, actually, no, this is cool.
Yeah.
This is like vintage. This is like, you know, like my heritage, you know?
Yeah, like.
Yeah.
That's my mismatched.
I want to see. You got to post the picture here.
Of the dolphin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, like, can you? No, actually, a photo of you using it on your lap.
Yeah, sure.
Let's get nourished.
So today we are having some honky desserts. We got two. So one is mango sago, grass jelly, and pomelo. So it's a pretty classic one. You can have it cold or hot. I don't know. Usually it's cold, but yeah. Yummy.
Yep.
And some coconut milk or some milky thing. You've had it before?
I don't think I've had this one. Wait, is this because it's kind of yellow, but I'm thinking it's meant to be white, but the mango just changed.
I think it just mixed in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have had this, but I haven't had it with the pomelo.
Yeah.
Salivating.
In Cantonese, I think it's like yuan zi gam lol something. And then our second one is this mango black rice and some coconut milk as well. So Jules hasn't had this, so she has to try both.
Yeah, I'm curious to try the – is it black rice or purple rice?
I don't know.
Black sticky rice?
I don't know.
Purple rice?
Something, one of them. It looks purple. Like,
I think it's purple sticky rice.
But they said black rice there.
Oh, okay. I think it's the same thing.
Yeah.
I found this dessert place first.
Mm. I went so many times as well.
Yeah. And even though I've never been to Hong Kong and I don't know what the authentic version is, I knew it was authentic. You know what I mean? Like you just know. And it's just nostalgic even though it's not my country. Like my, you're not my country, but you know, like my.
You feel it.
My ethnicity. And there's like an auntie there. Who's always doing like the late night shift and her job is to like yell out the ticket number and give us the desserts.
Mm.
And even that's like so nostalgic having an auntie there like do that.
Yeah.
Something I'll see in Korea. Have you seen that meme? The what? Not too sweet meme? I thought you were saying that because you've seen that meme.
Oh yeah. It's like. If it's not too sweet, that's good.
Yeah. It's like not too sweet, like boom, boom, boom. I don't know if you've seen it, but.
No, I haven't.
Because that's like if an Asian person says, oh, it's not too sweet.
It's like so
that
good.
Equals, oh, this is delicious. Like this is perfect sweetness. Like,
yeah.
But you wouldn't hear like a non-Asian person say, oh, this is not too sweet.
That's
like,
a good thing. Yeah.
They'll think it's a bad thing.
Mm.
It's not sweet enough.
Mm.
Why is
they
it that
just
Asian...
love saying that.
No, but why is it that Asian people don't like things that are too sweet?
Wasn't sugar like, this is totally wrong, but I thought sugar was a luxury back in the day.
I think we have a sensitive sugar taste bud.
Mm, maybe.
Like, I do feel like, you know, like Western desserts are overly sweet.
Yeah.
You know, it's sickly sweet.
Yeah.
Like, for example, a caramel slice.
Oh my God.
It's too sweet.
Yeah, I can have like one bite and I'm like, and then I'm like, no. So how do people eat this? Like, do they just eat a bite and then they save it for later?
Did you Google it?
I don't know, but it was just way too sweet. I was like, who can eat the whole thing?
No, fudge eaters, tell us. Do you just have a small bite or do you eat the whole thing? Well, guys, thank you for tuning in. It was a very chatty episode. Mm-hmm. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Please, if you have a spare minute, spare 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 15 seconds, please, if you would like to, give us a 5-star rating. Okay, just give us a rating. It doesn't have to be 5-star. Your honest rating on the Spotify app. That will really help us a lot. Give us a like if you're listening on YouTube.
Yes, and subscribe.
Subscribe, yeah. We want our goal is 1,000 subscribers.
1,000.
Yes.
Yes.
You guys can see how far off we are or how close we are. Check it out. And yeah, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you guys in the next one.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.